Thank you, everyone. Good morning again. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Let's all stand as we start off. We'll start off with a song, one of my favorite Easter songs, I think probably a lot of you. 268, He lives. Father, we thank you for giving of your Son to us. This plan of redemption is beyond what we could ever imagine, the kindness and love that you have. Father, we thank you for the life of Jesus. We are so grateful that he lives. We're so thankful that he was willing to give of his life sacrificially for us. Father, we are thankful that he imparts that life to us through your Spirit within us. Father, you've opened the way. You have ripped the veil between the barrier between you and us so that all may enter who come through Jesus Christ, the living and new way. Father, I pray that we might rejoice in what you have done in the past. But Lord, I pray if there's someone here that does not know you as Savior, that today they would be born again and they would know eternal life and know you and your Son for all of eternity. So, Lord, we just pray for your blessing upon this service and your blessing upon each one that's come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Just have a few announcements here. The things that are coming up, and we're so glad that you're here. Just one that's important is because it's Easter, we really encourage you to spend some time with your family and rejoicing with what God has done in this most important, influential days of all the Christian calendar on Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we're not going to have an evening service tonight. So there is no 6 o'clock service as we normally do, but we will be meeting again at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And again, obviously here, Sunday school will be regular next week, 9:30, 10:30 is our normal service time. And so we invite you, if you're a guest here today, we're so excited, thankful that you're here. We'd love to have you come back and visit if you can. Just a few things that are going on in the church. Just to be a reminder, in April, we are having our Seeking the Summit Fellowship, and that'll be on Tuesday, April the 21st at Papa Don's. And we have our missionary of the week that we're going to be praying for is the Germies. They are the missionaries that are reaching the Muslims, and they just, if you're interested in an update on Iran, it may be, it's a couple weeks old, but it is an interesting perspective from a man who has contacts on the ground in Turkey and other places. There's a lot of unintended consequences that are happening and migrations that are taking place according to the war, and it's excited. He is actively preparing to, if God were to open up Iran, to go back to Iran and to bring the gospel there. And he has others as well that want to do that. So just be in prayer for God. We're just praise the Lord for our two servicemen that were rescued. And we just pray for everything that's going on. Lift up our prayers for that whole conflict and pray for the Germies this week. And then our family of the week is the Warps. And if you guys would like to stand, and each week we pray for a member of our family, a family of the week, and members of our church, and we're so thankful for the wards. Is there anything we can pray for you guys about? We will certainly keep you in prayer. Amen. So I think at this time we're singing a song. Is that right? So.
All right, take your hymnals again and turn to page 265, and we'll sing Christ Arose.
Okay.
At this time, we're going to take an offering to the Lord. We come before Him as members of this church. We, on a weekly basis, we demonstrate the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We think about the significance. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that if you will believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. When you see the synonyms there that's going on, the resurrection is the proof that He is the Lord. And so we recognize that in our daily lives and even in the things that we make, we realize everything comes from Him. I'd like to ask Brother Caleb Dare, if you wouldn't mind praying for all. This time we're excited, the choir and the cast and the children, to present a cantata we've been working on for several months called The Bread of Life. It's going to take several themes in Scripture, and though the portrayal is fictional, it is actually basing it off of the things of the Bible that actually take place, and takes an interesting theme and pulls it together and focusing on the bread that is Jesus Christ. And so I hope that it will be a blessing to you as you think about Jesus Christ and what His resurrection meant to them in that day and what it means for us in our day. Thank you. With my own ears, I heard him say, he was the bread of God. And then he said, I am the bread of life. I was puzzled. Who wouldn't be? What could a man possibly mean, claiming he is the bread of life? I now know he spoke the truth. This is the story of how I came to know him through the breaking of bread.
Father, where are you? You won't believe it. I have to tell you everything. I'll burst if you're not home. Mother, the best thing in the world. It's even better than 1,000 pieces of silver. The very best thing there ever was.
1,000 pieces of silver could come in handy.
You won't believe it. I can't believe it. Wait till I tell you.
Lucas, that's not the basket you left with this morning.
No, it's one of the 12. The 12 amazing baskets. Oh, Mother, Father, where shall I begin?
Suppose you catch your breath. Here's a cool drink of water. Now, tell us from the beginning. Did you see the rabbi?
Did I see the rabbi? Did I see him? I talked with him. He put his hand on my shoulder while his disciples counted the loaves of bread and fish you sent. He looked at me. He smiled at me as if he knew. He did know. He had to know. He knew exactly what was going to happen before it ever did. He's amazing.
Sip the water, Lucas. You're not making any sense.
Here's how it happened. It was late in the day. I still had the loaves of bread and fish you sent, Mother.
You didn't eat the lunch I packed for you?
I just got so caught up with the rabbi, Jesus, that's his name, and what he was teaching. And then, before I knew it, the sun was going down and I still had my lunch. But listen, I gave it to him.
You must be starved, son.
No, I can't hold another crumb. All of us ate as much as we could. And look, here's a basket of what was left over.
Son, we are poor, yes, but we do not beg bread from others.
No, it's our bread. It's the barley bread you baked this morning, Mother.
You know I packed only 5 little loaves with those 2 smoked whitefish. Hardly enough for a boy your age, but...
One more sentence, Mother. One more and you'll be as amazed as I am.
Very well.
Jesus took the 5 little loaves of bread, and he blessed them and started breaking them there unto everyone. They say there was 5,000 men alone, and every man, woman, and child on that hillside had their fill of the fresh bread you baked this morning, Mother.
That's not possible.
That's not my bread.
That is the miracle, don't you see?
Do you mean to say that this bread in the basket
is... Leftovers of your bread which you break into pieces.
It tastes like my barley bread, but how?
Mother, Father, would I tell you this if it weren't true?
He used your lunch out of that whole crowd?
My lunch alone. First the bread, then the fish, too.
Will he be there again tomorrow?
As if we could get to him, dear.
That's the best news of all. Today he was near Capernaum. That's why I'm home so late. But tomorrow they say he's coming around the lake to this side.
Here, to Bethsaida?
Yes, Father, and heals all the sick that come to him.
Lucas, don't cook up false hopes.
But it's true, Mother. One man had a withered hand, and Jesus touched him, and it straightened just like yours or mine. And the whole crowd shouted for joy, and everyone who touched him was healed of whatever sickness they had.
But the crowds he gathers, how could I get to him among so many?
And tomorrow is market day. I have food to buy, so I won't be able to help.
Father, what if we borrowed Uncle Cleo's boat and rowed right up to him? Uncle Cleo let us use it before.
Your Uncle Cleopas may be at the homestead in Emmaus and not here by the lake at all.
We can at least check, please, Father.
Lucas, it's one thing for a boy to traipse all around the country on adventures, but your father is not strong enough
no more of that. I can tell by the boy's eyes. I'll have to go and check on the boat at the very least.
May I go with you?
No, you stay here and help your mother. If I can get the boat, I'll have to wake you before dawn so we can get going. You'll need your rest.
I'm good with yours, Father. You'll see.
You get some rest. Night.
Night, Father.
Lucas, I just hope you realize how hard it will be on your father when this all falls through. Now, get some sleep while I get this bread in the oven.
Well, we don't need it, Mother. We have the basket full.
We can't waste what I have here.
Dear God, thank you for the bread. Thank you for Jesus. Help Father to get to him tomorrow. Bless Father and make him well. Bless Mother and help her to understand. Bless Jesus and all the things that he does. He's so good and kind and powerful. He's just like you. Amen. Odessa, close the door. Oh, morning, Mother.
Come get your breakfast.
Did Father get the boat?
No, your Uncle Cleopas must be down at Emmaus. No one was home.
Then Father won't get to see Jesus.
Here, eat your bread and cheese.
Mother, why don't we eat the bread I brought home yesterday?
I don't trust it. Who knows where it came from? Better to have our own.
But Mother, Jesus blessed it.
You'll do as you're told and eat the bread I baked last night.
Where's Father?
You'll be happy to know his hopes are so high that this Jesus can help him, that he started out in the middle of the night so he could walk to the lake shore by daybreak.
He did? He's already gone? Oh, Mother, you have to come too. This will be the greatest day ever. I just know it will.
Nonsense. Someone has to go to market. And someone has to be here to pick up the pieces when you and your father finally make it home and are crushed with disappointment.
What if we're not disappointed?
I'll believe that when I see it. Your father said you should look for him by the near side of the main dock.
I'll have to take food again.
Here, I packed some loaves and fish for you both.
But what about all this from yesterday?
Is my bread not good enough for you?
Yes, Mother. Thank you for the lunch.
You just see that your father gets home safe.
What are you going to do with the basket of bread?
I don't know.
Taste and see, Mother. It's good.
Run along now.
You'll see, Mother.
Dark and there's no sign of them. I knew it was a bad idea. Whoever listens to the mother. Foolishness. Maybe it'll do the birds some good.
Is he here?
Who?
Father. I thought Mrs. Gilbert would come home.
He's not with you.
I never saw him by the near side of the main dock or anywhere. The crowds are even bigger today. People everywhere.
He must have fallen somewhere. We'll have to go look for him. He may be hurt. This is just what I feared would happen. Who is it? Come in. Cleopas, we thought you were at Emmaus. No one was at your house yesterday evening.
I haven't been there for days. I've been following the rabbi around the lake. And what a day it has been. You should have been there.
Nonsense. There's been enough trouble as it is. We were just...
Father's crutch!
So you know where he is. Something's happened, hasn't it?
Yes, something wonderful. He wanted me to come in first to keep you from fainting. Sit down.
What? What is it?
Father, he's here?
What?
Jesus has healed my leg.
I knew it.
This is the most wonderful day of my life. Jesus of Nazareth has given me back my leg. He's given me back my life.
How on earth did it happen?
The rabbi, he put his hand on my leg and said my faith had made me well. Throw down my crutch. I did, and I can't explain it. I felt a warm rush of energy and strength into the twisted leg, and it was done. I could feel that it was as strong as the other.
I knew you would do it, Father.
Yes, son, you knew. Thank you for your faith.
Father, people are saying he's the Messiah.
Until today, that is. What he said was so strange that many of the people who had been following him around the lake for days just simply turned and walked off. They thought he was crazed by the heat. I confess, I didn't understand myself. Many of the people from Capernaum, they were begging him for manna from heaven like Moses in the wilderness.
And then he said, Jesus said, he is the living bread that came down from heaven. And if any man eats of this bread, he'll live forever. And then he said, the bread that he gives is his flesh, which he gives for the life of the world.
And that's when they started to turn on him. Someone said, this is Jesus, the son of Joseph. How can he say he came down from heaven?
Yes, but then he said something else about eating his flesh.
He said something to the effect of that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Yes, that was it. If you eat, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life.
That stunned the crowd. Many of them walked away and left him standing there in the field.
What do you mean by all that, Father?
I don't know, Lucas.
The 12, his disciples, they seemed confused as well.
Well, I have to believe he's Messiah. He gave me back my leg and my livelihood, and I will follow him until the day I die.
I don't know who he is, but I see what he's done. He must be sent from God. But why am I standing here when you men must be famished from walking all day?
Yes, I have been walking all day. And what a blessing it is to have sore feet. I'll not complain of tired feet for as long as I live.
Cleophas, will you break bread with us?
I haven't eaten all day.
Here are these crumbs from yesterday.
They're still fresh.
There's an idea. Let's go to the neighbors, all of them. We'll share a blessed bread with them. This is a day of rejoicing. And I myself will carry the basket and serve the bread. This will be the most joyous day in the history of Bethsaida. Come, follow me. Does not permit me to tell of all that has happened in these 2 years since he healed me. But most strange are the events of the past week in Jerusalem. Events so horrible, they seemed to prove once and for all that Jesus was not who he claimed to be. It was the Feast of the Passover. We decided to take Lucas down to the great city for the celebration. News was everywhere that Jesus was coming as well for the celebration. We were thrilled. I wanted to see him and thank him again for what he'd done for me. And I did see him, though not as I had wished. I witnessed his execution at a public gallows there just outside the city. I don't know all the politics involved. I only know I watched as those precious hands which had touched my leg and made them whole, those same hands were nailed to a wooden cross with iron spikes, his legs as well. Flesh and blood. 2 years ago, he spoke of flesh and blood, and this week, as I watched, his flesh was broken open, and his blood flowed out upon the rocks below. And I can't get that image out of my mind. He laid down his life. I keep hearing the words he cried out upon the cross. He asked God to forgive his executioners. Forgive them! And the look in his eyes. I've never seen such a look as I saw in his eyes. I pray to God I shall never forget the precious image of the bread of life nailed to a cruel cross with nothing of anger, nor even of pain in his eyes. Nothing but love.
Thank you.
home. I'm so tired, I could fall asleep right here and now.
Put your things away first.
Oh, when's Father going to get home?
I told you not to ask again. He had to stop off and see Uncle Cleopas. Emmaus is a few miles out of the way.
I couldn't see him on the road behind us.
Maybe he spent the night with your uncle. Cleopas seemed to take it all so personally. Your father did, too.
Mother?
Yes, Lucas?
What should we do with this basket? It's not much good anymore.
Lucas, I wanted to throw it away the first day you brought it home. And all that bread, too. But no matter what has happened to Jesus, he gave your father back his health. And that basket is at the center of the happiest day anyone in this town has ever seen.
I don't want to keep it now.
Well, we'll talk about that when your father gets home.
Lucas, where are you? You won't believe it. I have to tell you everything. I'll burst if you two haven't made it home yet. It's the best thing that ever happened.
What? What is it, Father?
It's Jesus. He's alive.
Calm down and catch your breath.
Strange. This reminds me of that day 2 years ago. Another miracle has happened.
What? Tell us, Father.
It's Jesus. He's alive. I saw him. We both did, your uncle and I. He talked with us. He walked right beside us. He asked us why we were so sad. Can you believe he asked us that? He knew why we were sad. He was trying to get us to see, but we couldn't see past the noses and our own faces.
Slow down and get a drink. You're making less sense than Lucas did when he came home with the basket.
The basket. Where is the basket?
How can he be alive, Father?
He is, Lucas. I promise you, he is. Here, I'll tell you everything. This stranger, he walked with Cleopas and me, started telling us from the scriptures all about the Messiah and how the Messiah had to suffer and die for the sins of the world. Everything seemed so clear as he explained them to us. I have to read Isaiah again. And then we were at the road down to Cleopas' house, and this stranger was going on, and Cleopas insisted he join us for supper. And we were continued talking as Cleopas got something on the table, and Cleopas asked him to bless the bread. The bread. I first knew it was Jesus when he broke the bread. His hands were torn where the nails had gone through. The bread of life. The bread of God. The bread come down from heaven.
Then what?
Then, I don't know how, but he disappeared from our sight. Cleopas and I stared at each other for one long moment, and then we ran all the way back to Jerusalem to tell his disciples what we had seen.
Back to Jerusalem? How could you possibly be here so soon?
Ran all the way on the blessed legs he gave me. And I'll keep on running from house to house in Jerusalem and Bethsaida and Capernaum, telling everyone I know. This is what Jesus meant on the day that he made me whole. He's the living bread which came down from heaven. And just like he said, if any man eats of this bread, he'll live forever. It's just like the day we ran all over the town with the basket of bread, the bread that he had blessed. But this is far better. This is the bread of life.
Holding in bread of heaven, the bread.
Amen. Didn't you see it? Didn't you feel what it might have been like to have seen a miracle, to have been there on the road to Emmaus and realize that Jesus is not dead anymore, that he is alive? See, that's the aspect of the element that he is the bread of life. Because he lives, we can live eternally. And we are saved by the giving of his life, his flesh and blood. The blood was spilt and the flesh was torn in our place, dying for our sins so that we could have righteousness and eternal life through Jesus Christ. The reality here is just like bread is necessary for your physical life, Jesus is that necessary for your spiritual life. You cannot live apart from Christ. The Bible says life is in his Son. So those who have the Son have life, and those who do not have the Son do not have life. So we think about this significance of this bread. Jesus Christ is our life. Many want to present a new method, a new idea, a new principle, a change of job or a change of address. None of those things will change us. What changes us is a person. He walked this earth. He is the revelation of God, the Word of God revealed to us. And he died for you. He wants to have a relationship with you. But you know what food does? If that food is sitting over in the basket, I'm still hungry. It's not until I take of the bread and receive it into myself that it does any good for me. And Jesus has died and the bread is available, but you must believe on him. You must receive the work that he did and call upon the name of the Lord. As I said earlier and before the offering, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. This is not a might or a maybe. This is a promise from God. Thou shalt be saved. And so God is extending to you the gift of eternal life through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will but call upon his name and believe him, if you've already done that, you're rejoicing in Jesus today. But I want to tell you, that bread is for you. We begin to think about what we need for eternal life and we feel like everything's good and now I can live my life the way I want to. No, he's the Lord. And he wants us to submit our lives to him. And in submitting to him, we find continual blessing. As we walk with him, we find that he truly is our sufficiency, our all in all. What is the hope of glory but Christ in us? So let us go from this day walking with our Savior. Let's not ignore the one who died for us and is living, arose again, and is at God's right hand. Let's talk with him, as we sang earlier. I know he lives. He walks with me and talks with me. That is the secret to the Christian life, depending on Jesus Christ. We're going to sing a concluding song here, Rejoices in the Resurrection. And I invite anyone here, if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God has been calling to you through this service. Would you not respond to him? You can respond during the invitation. I'd be glad to talk with you and show you from the Bible how you can know the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd be glad to talk to you afterwards if you wanted to. We want to help you. This is the most important thing. We'd love to see you know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is eternal life. Let's take our hymnals. We'll sing one final song.
Turn to page 273. Let's all stand as we close. 273. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today.
I'm going to ask Brother Kenny Blake to close us with a word of prayer, but just a final, if you don't have a church home and you're a guest with us today, we'd love to have you back again. And we just love to worship the Lord, sing His praises each Sunday, and set a lot of children here, as you saw earlier, and a wonderful church home. We're so excited to have you with us. We'd love to have you return again. And we pray that the Lord will bless you, each and every one, as you go about this day and visit with your family. Take the Lord Jesus with you and exalt His name.
Father, again, Lord, we just thank you for this glorious day that we've had this opportunity to be in your house, and Lord, and just celebrate your resurrection, Lord. And we are so thankful for what Christ did for us, Lord, and how we can have eternal life by putting our faith and trust in what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's here, Lord. I pray you bless them as we go our separate ways. Lord, and again, we just praise you for this day that you have made, and we just rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen.